privilege. We have had a great time on the road and with our kids, as Brother Rodney alluded to, and that was fun. And we did strap Riley to the top of the van, and that's a true story. So, almost. So anyway, but we are glad to be here. The only reason we're here tonight and this weekend is simply to be an encouragement to your families. And tonight what I want us to do is nothing fancy, just a simple truth that I think the Lord can use to speak to our hearts tonight. I really want you to help me with something. I really need you to help me about praying for tomorrow morning. Of course, tomorrow night as well, but the Lord has burdened me with some scripture, and it's the scripture that we use our testimony with, and God has used that, and we are so humbled and thankful by that. But we'll be sharing that tomorrow morning. Sorrel with the ladies tomorrow morning. I wish, men, that I could be in there with her and hear her speak to the ladies, because she's great, and God's going to use her tomorrow morning, Lord willing, and us men will have a good time, and we'll talk about the Lord, some things there geared towards us men. And then, of course, tomorrow morning will be the service where we share our testimony and just allow the Lord to hopefully just work and use that. So tonight, just a simple truth. Open your Bibles with me to Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. There was a recent call in Pitt County with the sheriff's department. And the sheriff hears this call that a woman, a wife, shot her husband. And so, it's a true story. And so shot her husband. So the police officer gets there and rushes to the scene. He goes up into the house and he just stops. And he radios in and he says to dispatch, and he says, have the deceased husband. And his chief of police asked, well, have you arrested her yet? And he sprawled out on the floor. The floor was wet, and the officer says, no, sir, I haven't arrested her yet. And the chief of police said, why? And he said, the floor was still wet. She was mopping. And maybe that'll register with you in a minute. So marriage. We're talking about marriage this weekend. So that's not true, by the way. That was a little joke. Anyway, Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. That's what my wife does. She threatens me with my life if I step on the floor when it's wet. Matthew chapter 6. I'll get there in about an hour. Matthew chapter 6 is an interesting passage. It's a passage where we find the Lord's Prayer here in Matthew chapter 6. We find some wonderful truths here. We're going to start tonight in verse 25. This message is one that God has burdened me with. We're working now with about several families. And we've been able to work with about 40 since we've started this ministry, but all different types of issues. And I would say about 80% of the couples we work with have been through some type of infidelity in their marriage. And we have seen some rough patches in people's lives. And in working with couples, what I'm about to speak on tonight, just for the next few minutes, won't be long, I promise you. It is something that in every single case, what I'm about to speak on tonight is involved. And that is that of, I say all the time to couples that what can destroy couples easier than anything is pride, profits, pleasures, and priorities. And oftentimes a couple that we work with is one of those four areas that has been a struggle in their marriage. And tonight I want to focus on priorities. Now, you're like, Austin, you're preaching to the choir. We're here on a Saturday night. We don't have issues with our priorities. Well, it's something that we all struggle with from time to time. And so let's see what Jesus says about our needs and provisions and priorities here. Matthew chapter 6, verse 25, the Bible says, therefore, Jesus speaking here, I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Wherefore take no thought, saying, what we shall eat, or what we shall drink, or whether wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day and the evil thereof. Let's pray. Father, I thank you so much for your goodness to us. Lord, I thank you for your faithfulness. Lord, I'm so glad that even when we are unfaithful to you, you still remain faithful to us. There's not one person in this congregation tonight who can charge you with being unfaithful. You've always provided for our needs. And God, sometimes we get our priorities out of whack, even as believers, Lord, in our marriages, in our ministries. God, and I pray that tonight you'll help us just for the next few minutes to focus on you and our relationship with you. Holy Spirit of God, I pray for your power tonight. I pray for your presence to fill this church. Lord, you're already here. Lord, I pray that you'll manifest yourself here in our presence tonight. And God, will give you the honor and the glory for everything you do in my heart, our hearts together. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So going back here to Matthew chapter 6, you know, he was addressing a group of people, and no doubt there were some people in this crowd who were anxious about some things. They were anxious about where they were going to get their food from, perhaps. They were anxious about, the Bible says, their raiment. They were worrying about provision. And then Jesus finally caps it off in verse 33 here in this passage, and he says, hey, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Well, what are all these things? All these things, we're here in Matthew chapter 6, specifically speaking to that of provision, meeting the needs of the people he was speaking to. They were anxious about some of those things. What I find in our lives oftentimes is we want God to do this in our life. We want God to bless us with this. We want God to give us this. We want God to do this. And sometimes, if we're not careful, we treat the Lord as if he is just some force to bless us. And it's more about us than it is about him oftentimes. And Jesus kind of sets the tone here in verse 33 and says, hey, you're worried about all these things, all these provisions. What you need to worry about, what you need to focus on, is to seek me first. Seek my kingdom first and my righteousness. And then all these things that you're worried about, all these provisions that you need, they shall be, not might be, not could be, but shall be, will be added unto you. So let's talk for just a few minutes about priorities. Priorities in our marriage and our relationships. You see, we sit across the table from a lot of broken people. When they get to us, they are completely shattered. Their marriage is completely gone for the most part. Their lives are wrecked. They don't know where to turn. And they're in the worst spot that they've ever been in their entire lives when they get to our office. And we're sitting there and we start to trace some things back. Where did things start to go wrong? Where did things start to go south in your relationship? A lot of folks that we have helped and have worked with have been believers. And then we've had some, I think we've had about six saved, or seven now saved, in the past couple of months. And we're so thankful for that. And that's where it all starts, you know. If your relationships with the Lord's not right, your relationship with the spouse might not be right. And so we understand that. But we trace their lives and their actions and some choices that they've made, and we kind of trace it back. And it's oftentimes rooted here for the believer in that of priorities. And I just want to talk to us about that, the proper priorities in our life. Are we really setting those proper priorities? If you tonight sat down with your mate and you listed your top five priorities, it would be interesting to see if you would have the same priorities as your mate. And the top of that list should always be, of course, your relationship with the Lord. Jesus says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. What are the priorities in your life? What are the priorities in your home? What are the priorities in your marriage? What are the priorities in your career? What are the priorities in what you want to do with your future? Where does Jesus fit? Are we daily seeking him? You see, the marriages that we help at some point got off track. In my marriage, and we'll share this tomorrow morning, my marriage got way off track and was decimated because there was a time in my life where even I was doing good things. I was in ministry. I went to Bible college. Grew up in a Christian home. But there was a point where I got my priorities shifted. And you see, oftentimes we're busy doing good things. I mean, you're here tonight on a Saturday night. There's tons of other places we could be, but you came to church. But even in doing something good, our priorities can oftentimes be shifted and be messed up. I have to ask myself this question every day. Am I daily, actively pursuing my relationship with Jesus? Because the day that I stop that pursuit, the day that I stop seeking after, the day that I stop setting those proper priorities in my life is the day that I'll be most vulnerable for the devil to get a foothold in my life. You see, but we're busy in our world and we're busy in our careers and we're busy with our families, and that's a big problem because we're so busy that oftentimes we forsake the most important thing, and that is our relationship with Jesus. How often are we passionately pursuing Him? Where is He at in our priorities? Are we setting those proper priorities? Everything rises and falls. Everything rises and falls on our priorities. We meet with a lot of couples who not only is the Lord not first, but they have some priorities mixed up. For instance, we see couples who put their priorities on children, and their children are their number one thing. Their children are their number one focus. And then what happens is, when their children get out of the home, not only do they have an empty nest, they have an empty marriage. And they make some bad choices, and their marriages fall apart. We have some couples who their focus is on their career. And that husband is passionately pursuing his career. Now, we understand that we are to be providers for our kids, but we see men that are aggressively pursuing their career who are no longer pursuing their spouse, pursuing their mate. We see wives who are focused on doing the same thing. Their priorities are just out of whack. You see, we have couples who say, well, I just don't love her, or I just don't love him anymore. That is because they stopped pursuing their mate. That is because their priorities got messed up. Here's what I've learned. If I love the Lord with all my heart, with all my soul, and with all my mind, I'm going to love my wife. I'm not going to have a problem loving my wife when I don't have a problem loving my Lord. But when I don't love Him first, when I don't have that proper priority, that number one priority, when I stop seeking Him, that's when the danger comes. That's when I fall into temptation. That's when the problems arise in our communication. That's when the problems arise in conflict resolution, because my relationship with the Father is not right. When I love Him, I love her. When I listen to Him, I listen to her. But a lot of times, we put our mates even before our relationship with the Lord. We try to make that work, and it doesn't work. It never works. So my question tonight is, what is the number one goal in your life? What is the number one pursuit in your life? If it's your spouse, it's wrong. If it's your children, it's wrong. If it's your career, it's wrong. If you have an answer other than Jesus Christ, it is not right. It's wrong. I've learned that if I put Him first, my career is going to work out. That doesn't mean there's not going to be struggles. That doesn't mean that Tuesday I might get back to work and I lose my job. But here's what I've learned, that if I pursue Him first, He's going to provide my needs. He's going to take care of what I need. And so often we're so worried about the provision and we're so worried about the blessing that we forget the blesser. And we're no longer seeking Him. Seeking Him. What's the first thing you did this morning? We've all had busy days today. When I heard about your preacher's day and all the stuff he's done today, I'm like, man, I'm tired just from listening to what you've done today. But even in the busyness of our lives, are we making sure that our priority is right? You see, earlier I said I was busy doing some good things when I was in ministry. Man, I was preaching a lot. But see, it got to the point where I was preparing to preach instead of preparing for me. And that's when I started to fall. When I started preparing for people instead of preparing for Austin and letting the Holy Spirit deal with Austin, that's when my struggle started. That's when things started to get a little shaky, because my priorities got out of whack. Are we setting proper priorities? And then the second question I have here based on this text, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Are we chasing after a lifestyle of purity? Are we not only just actively pursuing Jesus, but when we actively pursue the kingdom of God, we must also actively chase after and pursue, seek after His purity. His purity. We live in a wicked world. We know that, right? I mean, we live in a wicked world. And it is a daily decision that I make as a man that I'm actively not only going to pursue my Lord, but I'm going to pursue His righteousness. I want to do what's right. I want to speak things that are right. I want to bless people. I want to live for Him. I want to honor Him. And I'm going to fall and I'm going to sin. Of course, we're sinners and we struggle with that. But it has got to be a daily decision for me to chase after and to pursue after His righteousness and to seek that personal purity. If I'm not in the Word of God, I'm not seeking that personal purity. If I'm not on my knees in prayer, I'm not seeking that personal purity. If I am passive in my prayer and passive in my relationship with the Lord, you better believe that I'm going to mess up. I'm not going to do what's right. I'm not going to be pleasing my Lord. The Bible says in the book of Matthew as well, "Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, and they shall be filled." What are you filled with this morning? Evening, excuse me. Feels like more to me. What are you filled with? Are you filled with His righteousness? You see, when my intimacy with God goes, soon follows my integrity. Think about that. When my intimacy with God goes, not long after, so does my integrity. If I want to have integrity and if I want to walk in an upright life in pleasing my Lord, I have got to be intimate. I have got to be close to Him. Tonight, are you actively pursuing His purity? Are you actively pursuing prayer? Are you actively pursuing telling others about Jesus? Are you setting the proper priorities? Are you hungering and thirsting after righteousness? The third thing I want to mention to you tonight is not only do I need to set those proper priorities and pursue after the Lord Jesus Christ in my relationship with Him, not only do I need to seek and go after His purity, but the Bible says when I do those things, then I will see the results of His provision. Verse 33, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God, and then His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." My last question for you tonight is this: what do you need God to do in your life? What do you need the Lord to do in your life? What is it you need? Because Jesus tells me here that if I am seeking after Him first, if I am seeking after that purity, His purity, if I'm doing those things, if I'm living my life in proper order in my relationship with Him, whatever I need will be provided. Now, we got to filter out the difference between needs and wants. There's a lot of things I want. Jesus doesn't say, "Live for me and I'll bless you with what you want." But Jesus does say, "You live for me." Paul said, Philippians 4:19, "But my God shall supply all your needs according to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus." There is no one in here tonight that can say that God has not provided our basic needs. Because He has. But if I need God to do a specific work in my heart and in my life, I've got to ask myself, am I following the principles in verse 33? Is He really my number one? Or are my grandkids my number one? Is He really my number one? Or my hobbies take the place of number one? Am I really setting those proper priorities? Am I really seeking after that purity? Because it is only then when God will truly provide those needs that I have. We're recently, and I got to be careful here because I think we're streaming. We were recently working with a couple who came to us and they had lost their children. Social services had taken their children from them. They had multiple kids. And they were taken. This father was a pastor, former pastor, lived in a different county, and their attorney referred them to us. As we sat across from this broken husband and wife, and they had literally lost the most prized possessions that they had. They were completely just, I can't express to you the grief that was in that room that evening. In talking to that pastor, I learned some things. And let me just say this, that no matter how good you think you're doing, if you're involved in any type of ministry, no matter how good you think you're doing, you better make sure your motives are pure. And you better make sure that your relationship with God is pure and that you're setting proper priorities. Recently met with a couple in our office who came to us, and the husband had recently been saved. He had been struggling with infidelity. His wife also had committed infidelity as well over the past 5 years, several times in their marriage, each of them. Husband got saved a few months ago, and he was pumped up. God had done a work in him. By the way, listen, wherever you see Christ in the New Testament, everywhere you see Christ, there's change. Jesus never touched a blinded eye and it stayed blind. Jesus never touched a dead body that didn't raise up. Jesus never touched a deaf ear and it didn't hear again. And that's the same principle in our day. If Jesus saves you, if you are truly saved, there will be change. If there is no change, there is no Christ. And if there is no Christ, there is no change. And this man came to my office, he was pumped up. He was excited about meeting with us. His wife was kind of reserved about it. We started talking about her situation and her home life and how she grew up without a father, and she grew up really without a mother. She was raised by an aunt. Very, very, very fractured life. Part of that played into their marital issues. She said, "Austin, I don't know what it's like to have a father. I don't know what it's like to have male leadership." And then we had the perfect opportunity to introduce her to a father. A loving father who will never leave. A loving father who can provide. And this young lady bowed her head and cried. And for the first time in her life, really accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. We're meeting with them again next week. Next Thursday night. And oh, how their marriage has already shifted. Because they got their priorities right. You're struggling in a marriage. You're struggling in a relationship. You're struggling in a career. You're struggling and you're trying to find your place in church, so to speak. How are your priorities? Are you seeking Him first? I mean, above all else. Are you seeking Him first? Are you chasing after His purity? And when we do, that's when God says, "Austin, I shall supply your needs. I shall add all these provisions unto you." Lord, help us every day, because it's a daily decision to seek after Him. It's a daily decision to put Him first. It's a daily decision to seek after His purity. Are we making that decision every single day? My marriage depends on it. My children depend on it. My career depends on it. Most importantly, my soul depends on it. Let's pray.